Welcome back to HealthLink On Air, produced each week by Upstate Medical University and University Hospital. I'm your host, Linda Cohen. Well, you know, if you have a regular case of the Monday blues, you'll want to listen carefully to our next guests, who are part of a national effort to beat those blues and transform our Mondays and every other day into healthy ones. Joining us this morning as part of our Public Health Today series is Dr. Donna Bakke, Associate Professor and Chair of Public Health and Preventive Medicine at Upstate Medical University, and Dr. Tom Dennison, the Director of the Program in Health Services Management and Policy at Syracuse University's Maxwell School. Welcome to you both. Thanks so much for coming in today.
Thank you.
So what is this Healthy Monday campaign?
Monday is the day all health breaks loose.
That's cute.
The Monday campaigns were really the creation of a gentleman in New York City named Sid Lerner, who about 5 years or so ago decided that he wanted to spend the rest of his professional efforts in his retirement improving the health of the community in general.
Wow.
And he's an advertising exec, former advertising exec, and hit upon the notion that Monday is, as he will call it, the January of your week, the day that actually it is shown in practice that Monday's often the day someone will decide to go on a diet or start exercising or just set your intentions for the rest of the week. So he kind of jumped off that notion of Monday as the January of your week and created a series of initiatives all oriented to just improving health status.
That's interesting. So what is the campaign? What is it, you know, comprised?
It's essentially a social marketing campaign. It's a series of kind of fun, quirky messages that catch people's attention, that remind them to think about doing something healthy for themselves.
So there's a lot of different organizations throughout the nation that are involved?
Or? There are a great number of people who have embraced the notion of Healthy Monday. The Beef Council does a regular consumer survey, and last year it found that 50% of the U.S. public that was surveyed understood what Meatless Monday was or was aware of Meatless Monday as one of the initiatives.
So we're going to talk more about the various initiatives or spin-offs of this, but you're saying that it's already getting some traction.
Very much so. Very much so. Mario Batali has signed on. Sir Paul McCartney has signed on. So there's people who, with a lot of visibility, have found that this idea resonates with them.
That's very cool. So what are we doing? So you told us who started, but how are SU locally, how are SU and Upstate participating?
Well, I think one of the things I'd like the listeners to know is there is now a Lerner Center for Public Health Promotion at Syracuse University, which oversees the Healthy Monday effort here in Syracuse, and it also is working very closely with the Central New York Master of Public Health program. We have students who are involved in a lot of the developing the activities locally for Healthy Monday. There's efforts across both campuses to educate students by providing them with fruit on Mondays in their gyms, by having table tents in cafeterias to really educate people about alternatives to meat on Monday, so the Meatless Monday campaign. And there is an effort also to try and get chefs in various restaurants in the community to advertise and provide meatless alternatives on Monday as a way for people to start thinking about maybe changing how they eat a little bit and do other things.
Well, that's amazing. So this Lerner Center, was he an alum of SU?
Yes, Sid was a graduate of the Arts and Sciences in Newhouse.
Ah, that explains his connection specifically to, so he basically funded a program.
Yes, he and his wife Helene provided the funding for the Lerner Center for Public Health Promotion, which we're able to recruit, and we're in the process of recruiting the Lerner Chair of Public Health Promotion that he'll be teaching in the MPH program. We are funding graduate students. We have other resources to really extend not only the Monday campaigns, but also other community health promotion initiatives. We just finished 5 community forums that were staffed by MPH students to work with community members to identify what they view as health priorities. That will help shape the hospitals. All the hospitals locally are participating in a collaborative community health assessment. The health department's involved. So we're reaching a number of different ways.
It's incredible. I mean, it's really wonderful collaboration, and this makes so much sense for Upstate's Masters of Public Health program to be intimately involved with all that. Yeah. It's fabulous.
And as we roll out the initiatives on SU's campus, our our decision was that we would roll out the same initiatives all across Upstate's campuses in a really seamless kind of way. And everybody's been very receptive and excited about it.
Well, that's fantastic. Well, tell us a little bit more about some of these spinoffs, because I think it's interesting. You referenced Meatless Monday, but I understand there are a lot of other of these Monday programs going on nationwide.
Well, the Monday campaigns are headquartered in New York City, and their approach to rolling out the Monday initiatives is that it's completely free and open to anybody. It's not patented. It's not trademarked. You can go on the Monday campaign's website. You can download toolkits. You can download strategies as to how to roll out the Monday campaign. So it's a very open process that's really intended to send a message to the community that Monday might be the jumping off point for people to set their intentions and live a healthier lifestyle.
So it's kind of like jump on this bandwagon, and anybody who wants to come up with a better idea, a new idea along that line, can do so.
Yes.
So some of the things I kind of came across, which I thought were interesting, was they have a Caregivers Monday, a Move It Monday for fitness, things like Mindful Monday for stress reduction, and Man Up Monday for preventative screenings. Mm-hmm. I mean, I think that's very creative thinking on the part of...
And Quit and Stay Quit Monday, which is a tobacco initiative. Donna's been very involved in tobacco initiatives nationally.
The Kids Cook Monday is really an effort to try and get families to start cooking together and teaching children how to cook and how to cook healthy.
To learn nutrition from an early age.
Right.
Mm-hmm. That's fabulous. This is kind of like a groundswell of grassroots psychology in a way. I mean, a better eating, better health.
Yeah.
And
the psychology literature is pretty clear that when you look at Monday as a day of the week, it's a man-made creation. It's the only man-made kind of trigger that we have that starts a new week, that people actually think about doing something different. And if you look at, for example, at the Monday campaigns in the city did some research around the smoking quit lines, Monday is the day when calls to the quit line peak and then taper off during the course of the week. Some surveys have been done to look at people's intentions to go on a diet. Monday is the day that most people will choose to think about going on a diet. So it is this kind of day that you can use to set your intentions, and it happens 52 times a year. So you can fail once or twice or more than that, and the Monday rolls around, and you can launch your intentions again. So it's not intended to just be healthy on Monday and blow off the rest of the week, but Monday is the day that you begin to think about changes.
I think it's very clever. I give this fellow a lot of credit for this concept, and it sounds like a lot of people agree because they're all jumping on it. How are the students responding?
Students? I think our students are very excited about it. The three students that we have involved are really excited about the impact they could potentially have in Syracuse and the surrounding communities, and we're really trying to incorporate this as part of a knowledge base in the MPH program, because it really is something you can take with you as a student after you graduate and go to another community and really use it as an effort to try and increase the focus on being healthy as a community and things that people can do.
What do you think the ramifications or the potential ramifications are for the larger community? For example, are there community health organizations outside of your two institutions who are jumping on the bandwagon, or
our plan? The Lerner Center really just got off the ground officially in June of this year, so we're young,
very young.
And our strategy was to get the initiatives, the Monday campaigns, rolled out on SU's campus, on Upstate's campus, and we're getting there with those initiatives. And as I said before, everybody's been really supportive. Then the next strategy is to roll out more of the Monday campaigns across the community. And as Donna said, we've already talked to several restaurants who've agreed that they want to try a Meatless Monday kind of initiative. And it's really free marketing for them. It's public relations kind of thing. We're on Twitter, we're on Foursquare, we're on Facebook. So we're out in all the social media. Which we had to learn, those of us that are older had to learn about.
myself as well.
are. But that's providing information and through a social marketing strategy across the broader community. The Lerner Center also is involved in other kinds of initiatives to improve the health of the population beyond the Monday campaigns. We're funding a literacy nutrition initiative in the refugee population, for example. So we're just getting those strategies off the ground. But what we really want to do is develop a series of social marketing and other initiatives that can be replicated in other communities. So it's not just trying to improve the health of Syracuse and Onondaga County, but what can we learn from our efforts here to move to other places.
Well, what seems to be happening from your knowledge nationwide? I mean, is it having an impact anywhere else in the
country?
Well,
I think the one example I think is in Covington, Kentucky, where the mayor embraced this, and they have community-wide been really implementing this in a number of ways in the community. He pulled together a large group of partners. So I think the same thing could happen here. As the groundswell of information and people become knowledgeable, people, the listeners of this program, become knowledgeable and start asking about things, you could potentially get more and more partners in the community, and that way you get a whole community focusing on health and looking at ways that they can improve their health. Because this is really an educational campaign also. It's, you know, what can you do to improve your health? Become more stress-free, eat a healthier diet, become a little more active. So those are
maybe have preventative screenings when you mm-hmm. need to.
Right, get your family cooking at home again instead of eating out a lot. So it's really an effort to really get the community to focus on health. And this is just a tool to do it.
Yeah. Go ahead.
And our strategy really is not to go out in the community and say, hey, this is something you should do because it's good for you. We're really about trying to understand what people value, what problems they see, and then helping them solve the problems themselves. We're getting involved in the initiatives to see if we can establish full-service grocery stores on the south side and the west side.
That's fabulous.
So there's a lot of dimensions to this.
Yeah, I mean, it seems like, especially when recent figures have come out talking about who is obese in this country, and there is definitely a higher percentage who have both in diabetes, type 2 diabetes, mm-hmm. and obesity in the African-American community and the Hispanic community, and often their environment limits their access to all of that healthy, fresh fruits and vegetables. So that kind of initiative is extraordinarily important.
They live in food deserts.
I mean, right. Exactly. Very well said.
To get to a full-service grocery store requires a couple buses, and to carry stuff home, it's not accessible.
So that's very exciting. I think that it reminds me a little bit of, there was an initiative in Syracuse at one time where we were all reading a particular book together, the community was reading a book together, and the ramifications and the spin-offs. Something about grassroots efforts seem to have very, very compelling natures to them, and they really are powerful forces, and that's what I think this mm-hmm. is.
Well, we're fundamentally talking about behavior change, and behavior change has to come from within. We can provide the messages, we can provide the information, we can provide the prompts and help people, but the decision is your own.
Yeah, and the creativity, though, is really kind of striking as well. I mean, this whole idea of different places and different groups coming up with different ways to deal with this Healthy Monday concept.
And that's the idea, is a lot of these spin-offs have been developed in other communities and then just put on the website as an opportunity for other communities to say, hey, you know, that sounds good, you know, why don't we try this one? So I'm sure we will come up with something different and innovative here too.
I'm sure you will. I mean, one thing I saw that was particularly interesting to me was Monday massages. I like that idea. I think we could all benefit from that.
We have Meditation Monday.
Yeah.
We have yoga classes at Hendricks Chapel for students. We pay for exercise classes in the gyms. We fund the availability of fresh fruit in the couple of the gyms at SU and also the gym at Upstate, with signage and messages at the same time. So we're trying to reach as many people with the cyclical messaging that we can.
And what's so interesting is that your two institutions have such wide-ranging fingers in the community. I mean, all of the employees, the staff, the professors, it just goes very, very, very deep. So it's going to have a very strong ramification, even if you don't get all that kind of satellite stuff going. I mean, it's going to have a very strong impact.
It has. And SU and Upstate really have come together around this Master's in Public Health in a very effective way. It's the only collaborative degree that the two institutions offer.
Thank you both so much for inspiring us and coming in and sharing all this great information. My guests are Dr. Donna Bakke, Associate Professor and Chair of Public Health and Preventive Medicine at Upstate Medical University, and Dr. Tom Dennison, the Director of the Program of Health Services and Management and Policy at Syracuse University's Maxwell School. We have to take a short break. We'll be right back, so please stay right there. I'm Linda Cohen. This is HealthLink on Air, FM News Radio 106.9 and 570 WSYU.